Blackstone Audio presents Broad Strokes, 15 Women Who Made Art and Made History, in that order, by Bridget Quinn. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. For Lucas and Zuzu, artists and athletes, and for Roe, always. And for Pollyanne Quinn, with love and admiration, and apologies for the bad words. I think it would be well, and proper, and obedient, and pure, to grasp your one necessity and not let it go, to dangle from it limp wherever it takes you. Then, even death, where you're going no matter how you live, cannot you part. Annie Dillard, Living Like Weasels. Introduction. It was 1987, the spring of my first college year in California. I was still a teenager, though just barely, and what I would make of myself in the world preoccupied my waking hours. In a move that made no rational sense to anyone, including myself, I was majoring in art history, a topic I knew nothing about. But somehow, art was the thing I wanted most to understand. So in I jumped, a girl raised on the high plains of Montana, where our town's one museum was dedicated to the work of local cowboy artist Charlie Russell. That spring, I was thrilled that my courses had entered the 20th century at last, including a class dedicated to modern American art. After 3,000 years of gods and nudes and kings and saints and boating parties on the Seine, I was finally comfortable. The class began with regionalist painters like Thomas Hart Benton and Grant Wood, whose homey depictions edged along the paintings I'd grown up with. The course was taught by my only female professor, a visiting scholar from Texas, who had long, untamed red hair and wore men's white shirts and jeans with cowboy boots. She walked with a cane and spoke in the flat, barely discernible drawl of the Texas panhandle. I adored her. So when she said, "Hey now, this is why abstraction is great and beautiful and true," I wrote it down in my notebook and I believed it. For the first time, I experienced the artworks lit up on the big screens in that vast auditorium, not as signifiers of this time period or that artist, but as objects of value in themselves, as sometimes beautiful and sometimes failed expressions of singular human beings in communication with, well, with all of humanity. With me, even, a pale and clueless woman-child with dyed black hair and a newly pierced nose. I fairly swooned with the romance of it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?